broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you on this day before Mother's Day. We're back in the clubhouse with our view of Diamond Head, and the palm trees are swaying. It's going to be locally breezy. The trades are with us 15 to 25 miles an hour. The golf course is beckoning, and we've got some tee times for you. Volcano has a 914 on Kauai, Poipu Bay. And if you haven't gotten something for Mom yet, you just go into the pro shop. They have some great selections, 50% off on the sale rack for men's and women's, tops and bottoms, something to look for, or a gift card. It's perfect there. So if you're going to play Poipu Bay, there's also a 1020, 1140. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 848, Makaha East a 923, and on Maui, you could play Maui Nui at 924, 1020, or 1124. But we're talking about the Players Championship, and there they having an interesting time of it on the 17th. I heard somebody say the whole course is a sub-air. That was on Golf Channel this morning. It is so dry. It is so hard to hit that 17th green. We're going to bring in Karen Krause. She's a golf writer for the New York Times, one of the best. And her first book will be published in January 2018, Simon & Schuster, Small Vermont Towns, Secret to Raising Olympians Who Are Happy, Healthy, and Productive People and Performers. I can't wait to find out more about the book, but we're going to go to the players at TPC Sawgrass. Welcome, Karen, into the clubhouse.
Thank you. What a rousing introduction. I appreciate that.
I can't wait. Do you have a title yet for the book?
Yes, it's called Norwich, One Small Vermont Town Secret to raising, or secret to raising happy, healthy, and successful children, or something of that nature. It's about Olympians, but it's really a parenting book.
I love it.
Really, I'm super excited for it. It was a lot of fun to write, and as you know, it in golf, as in all these other Olympic sports, you're getting to the point where the professional model has trickled down to youth sports, and you have three-year-olds specializing and eight-year-olds signing little mini contracts saying they won't do another event on the day of a soccer match. And it's become so crazy, and this town I wrote about has managed to find a sane way to navigate the whole sports experience while raising their children. So I'm hoping that people who are tired of the tiger mom will read this and find a different model to follow.
Absolutely. You know, this is interesting because I have the Positive Coaching Alliance, which kind of wants
it's,
to
it's hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she's the executive director's gonna be on the show today. So when I found your book and I'm like, this is interesting. This is like, okay, thank you for bringing everybody together.
So these 11 Olympians from this town's population of 3,000, all of them did multiple sports through high school. They would change sports with the season. So they really are proof that there is another way to this hyper-specialization to get to the top of your sport and have fun doing it. I mean, that should be the bottom line.
Yes, exactly. ASO, soccer, it's, you know, everybody plays, everybody has fun. And that's,
exactly.
You know, why would kids not want to, why would you want to put them through torture? They have such a short period when they're children and they get to have fun and laugh and learn to be social creatures so they can work
exactly
in society. Yes.
You know, the best sports careers, golf is obviously an aberration, but for most, even the best athletes, they're out of their sport by the time they're 30. And so hopefully they have another 50 years. What are you going to fill that time with? How are you going to find fulfillment? And I think that's where the professional sports model fails the athletes, when all they see themselves as is a performer. When you're no longer performing, where do you find fulfillment and your identity and But if you raise your children to be whole people, you know, your holistic approach where you sports is just one piece of the puzzle, it really, I think, helps them in their post-athletic lives, which is really, let's face it, most of their life. So no matter how good they are.
Well, Tiger Woods is navigating through that, how to transition from this competitive guy who's there to win. And everybody, you know, you talk to Vijay Singh, you know, are you here to win, he was asked. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, of course I am.
It was really interesting because I did a story earlier in the week on Sergio Garcia, and he really, much has been made over the years of his contentious relationship with Tiger, but I can see why they would not necessarily be simpatico, because Sergio's approach to sports and life probably could not be any more different from Tiger. Tiger just wanted to beat you any which way, and if he could beat you by one, he wanted to beat you by 10. And Sergio really is about, wants to win, of course, but he really cares about building relationships and making connections and building a life. And I think that is why there was such an outpouring of support after he won the Masters, because unlike some competitive pro athletes, he really has taken time over the years to develop relationships with his competitors. And so when he won, for a lot of these guys, it was almost like seeing a brother win. You know, I mean, Rory told me he cried. And this, you can't manufacture that, and that doesn't happen overnight. That's, in Sergio's case, been 20 years in the making, these relationships he has with people.
I absolutely enjoyed your piece on Sergio Garcia.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can find it. If you just Google Karen Krause, New York Times, and you get a whole list of her articles, and this one is Sergio Garcia shows that a woman, not a green jacket, makes the man. But what, to your point, is the quote in your article about how everybody reacted to him, and he spent all that time on the practice. He was going, you said he was practicing a very long time. It wasn't his fault because everybody was coming up to congratulate him. And the quote is, it almost feels like they wanted me to win it more than I did. Very touching.
Right. And I was laughing because after that sort of chaotic warm-up, he went out and shot a 40 on the first nine. And I thought, well, of course he did. He really didn't get much of a warm-up. It was very, choppy because of all the people who kept stopping him, but I don't think he would trade it for anything.
Yeah.
So
it's wonderful. He was also part of your piece on Sergio that surprised me. We don't realize these guys just don't go to the Players' Championship, and you could arguably call this one of their majors because they just embrace this, the Players' Championship, so wholeheartedly. You can just feel that they love being there. They love being a part of it. But he was, during your interview with him, he was on his way to a surprise appearance at an American Junior Golf.
It was really sweet. So every year he sponsors this AJGA tournament outside Orlando. And so you had a bunch of, you know, teenage kids who were competing in it, and they had been told, like, oh, you know, Sergio's schedule has been so crazy post-Masters, he's not going to be able to make it. So none of them expected him to show up. And what he did is he kind of hid outside the scoring area. And so the kids would come out from signing their scorecards, and they would be told, hey, we're putting together a video for Sergio. Why don't you all try to mimic his fist pump when he won the majors? So they would all get that on camera. And then as soon as they finished, Sergio would appear and replicate his celebration and then take selfies with them. And it was crazy to see their kids' reactions, like the double and triple takes. And, you know, a few of them were swooning. They couldn't believe they were in the company of the reigning Masters champion.
Oh, that's priceless. That's just so wonderful.
Yeah. But, you know, like Sergio, his management team told me that he loves, it's one of his favorite days of the year. He loves being around youngsters, you know. He really has such an affinity for children, and I think it's because he sees the innocence, that they just, they're pretty non-judgmental, and they just embrace life and him, and there are no conditions, you know. So he's just super around children. He'll probably be a fantastic father.
Yeah, and he also, didn't Rory McIlroy give away that he really wants to be a dad? He can't wait.
Jason.
Oh,
yeah,
Jason Day.
Had this really poignant story about having had dinner with Sergio a few years ago, and Sergio getting such strong vibes that he really wants, he was so eager to start a family, but he couldn't find the right girl, and it seems as if he really has found the right person in Angela Aiken. She's fantastic, super positive, really, you know, lives in the moment, loves life, loves Sergio, was a high-level golfer herself, just knows what he's going through, isn't afraid to tell him when he's, you know, sulking or misbehaving or needs to practice, or they seem like a really nice match.
That's awesome. That's great to know. At the Players right now, Louis Oosthuizen is at the top of the leaderboard, and I can't help but cheer. I mean, I'd love any of these guys to come out because it's such a tough course right now. It's so dry.
Right.
How's the weather holding up? The cold front coming in yet?
We've had some rain already this morning, and the wind is picking up, and they're expecting more rain this afternoon, harder rain. But I think it's not really going to soften the greens much because the wind is going to dry everything out as quickly as the rain comes. So Pat Perez, who had made the cut on the number at 2 over, went out this morning in the third group and shot a 66.
Wow!
And that was with a bogey at the last hole. So I'm not sure. I would be really surprised if anyone goes lower than that in the afternoon. So it should be interesting. And it's a great leaderboard because you have people whose strengths are all over the place. You have people who are really good, really long. You have people who short games are great. You have, you know, aggressive players. You have people who sort of manage their way around the course. So it should be exciting to see how this shakes out.
Yeah, I was thinking of Louis because he's never won on U.S. soil on the PGA Tour.
Well,
yeah?
And I was telling someone how ironic it would be that a guy who wears the UPS logo on his shirt would win days after the PGA Tour has announced this 10-year extension with FedEx.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I just wanted to go there. You know, here, Karen Krause is a golf writer, the New York Times, okay, and her articles are fabulous, and you have to read them because she gets inside. I mean, we hear the headlines in the news and some of the pieces. She talked to the FedEx senior VP, Patrick Fitzgerald, and talks about what he said that was so important about this FedEx Cup going forward because of their global reach, the PGA Tour's global reach, right? That's why it made it so, with the top 10, including players from 7 countries, that made this package. That's why FedEx Cup likes.
Think about it.
Yes.
FedEx is in as many countries
exactly.
as the PGA Tour is. And, you know, it's always interesting to me to hear people, it's always Americans, say, oh, golf is going to be dead post-Tiger. Who is going to care about golf? And it's such a short-sighted view. All you need to do is get beyond our borders and see that in Japan, Hideki Matsuyama is Tiger. He is their Tiger. You know, every country, especially in Asia, the game is floating, and the stars there are as big as any, you know, star here. So that's what FedEx is looking at. They're not looking at, like, oh, well, what kind of a draw is Jordan Spieth getting in America? They're looking at golf, the stars from Asia and Europe, and how they're perceived and stated. And so I really think that's where the game's growth is going to continue to be. And you remember, it used to be not so long ago where you would have success and say, well, you know, you wanted to make it on Madison Avenue and get all of the U.S. sponsors and get the whole Mad Men set interested in you. I think that's really a thing of the past. I think there are people who can leave a mark in their sport without ever really engaging the imaginations of Madison Avenue.
That's awesome. That's a great thought. But I want to go back to UPS now, because part of this new contract, this 10-year extension of the FedEx sponsorship of the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. Okay, part of it is there's a little clause in it that says anybody who has UPS as a sponsor doesn't get to play. And
they can't do that because these guys are independent contractors, so they really would never be able to do that. I asked Lee Westwood, because he also is a UPS brand ambassador, and he actually won Memphis, which is sponsored by FedEx. And he said, oh, yeah, they didn't say anything to me. I wasn't made to feel uncomfortable, and it wasn't awkward. But, of course, I did have to put on their jacket that covered my UPS symbol.
I'm just going to look through this, because somebody said that, indeed, you know, that Lee Westwood and Louis would be sort of grandfathered in. They'd be allowed to, but in the future.
Yeah, I don't know how they could. You could, I would imagine, and there are probably lawyers in your audience who speak to this better than I, but
thank you.
I don't know that would hold in court. I think you have to allow an independent contractor to compete with whatever sponsors he has on his, he's able to procure.
Yes, to keep himself afloat, so to speak.
Otherwise, we are not, it's not truly a capitalistic democratic enterprise, is it?
No, it's exclusive. Yeah, well, another article that I really want to get to about the global movement of the game, and really on the LPGA Tour, it looks like an Olympic event,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
I don't think a lot of people in Hawaii realized what the article you wrote about Mike Wan, that he was all fidgety because he wanted to be in two places at the same time. And
right.
when the lotte was being played here.
Yes, and so he really felt bad because he wanted to be there to support Lotte, the sponsor who was under siege, because of the whole political situation with China and South Korea. And I don't know. I haven't talked to Shenzhen Feng, so I don't know whether her decision not to play in that event was tied to the political machinations. But there were rumors that the Chinese players were being asked to boycott that event because it was sponsored by this company that had allowed some of its land to be used for long-range missiles to be put. This is sort of getting out of my area of expertise, but China was felt under threat because of this whole setup, and so
right.
for that reason they were asking their players to not play there.
Yeah,
so,
it was just interesting because the South Korean company, of course, is Lotte, and the Chinese
right.
didn't like that South Korea was allowing the U.S. missile defense system,
yes.
the terminal high altitude area defense system, to be placed,
yeah.
and because they thought that this FAD was going to be used to spy on China.
Exactly.
The undertones, the undercurrents that we're never aware of.
Well, that's what, you know, I said to Mike, I'm sure Adam Silver isn't worried and worrying about what's happening on the Korean Peninsula, you know, and it's just really interesting, so many of the challenges that the LPGA is confronting through no fault of its own. Gosh, the tour has never been deeper or more talented, and yet all you are going to hear about this summer, I'm quite certain, is the decision to put the U.S. Women's Open at Trump Bedminster. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but I can't imagine that golf is going to main attraction there that week. It's so unfortunate for the players, for whom that is arguably the biggest tournament of the year, because I think it does have one of the biggest purses.
Yes, absolutely. I also liked in your article that you pointed out that at least more media than ever will show up for the women.
Right. Of course, I got really criticized for that.
Really?
You know, oh, you're so wimpy. How could you not take a stand? How can these women even contemplate playing at a course that is owned by a misogynist, you know, and who has been so awful to women in his life? And I completely understand why they say that, but I think it's such a complicated situation. And you also have to recognize that Donald Trump, he hosted the season-ending event at Trump National in West Palm Beach and put the women up at Mar-a-Lago, which has now become infamous, I suppose. But this was in the early 2000s, and that tournament was the very first tournament to offer a $1 million winner's check. So, yes, there is this side of him that, you know, is regrettable, but he also was responsible for the first $1 million winner's check on the women's tour. There are women players who say he has been a business mentor to them. And let's not forget that for a big portion of the tour, they're not American, so you are going to deny them a chance to play in a major because of a president, a leader of a country that they are not even a part of. It's just a very tricky, complicated situation that the players ultimately are going to suffer, because they're going to have to be answering questions that are probably better place to the USGA, which put this tournament in this location.
Yes.
It's just, it is a very difficult situation all around.
Well, the LPGA commissioner put it perfectly. Mike Wan said, I'm paraphrasing, of course, and if in a quandary to choose the path of how to protect the opportunity for his players to play. So at the end of the day, if he's managed to make it possible for his players to play, that's what's most important to him.
That's his imperative. But,
yes,
of course, you know, I had the readers who said, but these women are in a position of power, and they have a
responsibility,
if you will,
duty,
and it's such a responsibility to look out for womankind. And you know, as you know, when you're a woman in a non-traditional women's field, it's tough enough to do your job to the best of your ability without having to carry the weight of your gender on your shoulders. And I feel in the case of these women, that's really an unfair burden to be placing on them, but that's where we are in the year 2017 with everything that's going on in the world outside of sports.
Karen Krause, golf writer for the New York Times. Can we check in more often? It's so much. It's
absolutely,
always it's so interesting
absolutely.
Talking with you, and with your book coming out soon. I can't wait.
Yes. Tell your reader or your viewers that I do have a story in tomorrow's paper, where it was a very tricky piece to write on the PGA Tour's lack of transparency in levying fines and suspensions, and how the world number one player has sort of been caught in the vortex of the lack of transparency, Dustin Johnson, because of all the rumors and innuendo that follow him whenever he suffers any kind of mishap like he did at the Masters.
This is Karen Krause. She was inside the media center during the conversation with the PGA Tour commissioner, and she asked the question of him, and he sidestepped it. So I'm looking forward to that article in the New York Times. Karen Krause, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure always. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Jeannie Garcia, Executive Director, Positive Coaching Alliance Hawaii, which is just perfect considering Karen Krause's book that's coming up in January from Simon & Schuster, Norwich, A Small Vermont Town Secret to Raising Olympians Who Are Happy, Healthy, and Productive People and Performers. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. You should really check them out. Their team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Their dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy all come from the heart. So call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526 and learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
The Positive Coaching Alliance Advisory Board is made up of Phil Jackson, two-time NBA champion coach, Doc Rivers, head coach of the L.A. Clippers and former NBA champion coach, and Summer Sanders, Olympic swimming gold medalist. And by the way, Karen Krause was a collegiate swimmer, a national champion, and Brandi Chastain, the Olympic gold medalist and World Cup soccer champion. They are all on the advisory board for the Positive Coaching Alliance. And with us now in the clubhouse is the woman who is in charge here in Hawaii. She's the executive director of Positive Coaching Alliance Hawaii, Jeannie Garcia. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. You've done your homework. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. David Ishii, in the 80s, I followed him doing my newscasts and always my sports reports with his progress on the Japan PGA Tour. He's going to be recognized this week for something that has nothing to do with golf. Here he is at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Mid-Pac Open. He won just this month senior. He was the top senior, okay? But understand that he was in the top 10 of the finishers. So he wasn't that far back from the champions and professional winners. And here he is, David Ishii, PGA Hawaii Coach of the Year, for being a double goal coach. What does that mean, Jeannie?
A double goal coach is part of what we try to do as far as training coaches in general. And the double goal basically means that you're striving to win because all coaches want to win. However, the more important goal of teaching life lessons is prevalent in everything that you do.
So, you know, golf is famous for that. Part of golf is, recovery. So you hit a bad shot. You know, you don't sulk, you don't break down, you don't get angry, you don't throw things around, you just grin and bear it, move on. It's kind of like in life. If life hands you a bad-ass shot, then you just need to kind of like accept it and learn from it and then move forward. And so, really, that is true for all sports, isn't it?
Well, I wish it were true for all sports, in general. David Ishii is someone who epitomizes what you're talking about because he's such a competitive golfer. However, he knows how to be resilient in the face of struggle, and he doesn't let it get to him. I said, everyone I've spoken to has just mentioned this aspect of his game, that he's steady. And even though a mistake may happen, he's able to move past it and move to the next ball, so to speak. And that's what we try to teach in all of our workshops.
It's wonderful. And David Ishii now has the Ishii Golf Studio here in Honolulu, and he is teaching kids. And if you're looking for a good golf instructor, someone who has played on all levels, I mean, after all, David Ishii is a PGA Tour champion. He won the 1990 Hawaiian Open. He won the inaugural Kapalua Open, the precursor to the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. In 1987, he led the money list on the Japan Golf Tour. He's competing still on the Japan Senior PGA Tour. And as I said, he just won the senior division at Mid-Pac Open, but, he was in the top 10. And he's one of those guys that always is giving back. If it wasn't for David Ishii raising a whole lot of money for the Hawaii High School Athletic Association for the golf tournament at the end of the year, there wouldn't be that huge event that he and his wife have put together over the years.
So true. He and Lorraine are givers. There's no doubt about it. And he's so humble. He, I asked him how he did in this tournament. And he's like, I did okay. I had no idea actually how he did. But of course, that's David. I've been hearing from so many people just about him. And, Mary, I don't know if Mary B. Porter, the first lady of golf.
Yes, I do.
But she's very sad to miss this event where we're actually going to recognize him, because she said she doesn't remember a group that has recognized him for all that he's done. And she wrote to me, and she actually said that he's been a leader and champion for golf, deserving recipient. And he's just a gentleman respected around the world.
Yeah.
We're just so excited to be able to honor someone who's just given so much, and is so humble. Like I said, I had no idea about how he
how well he did, how well he did against the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
It is. It truly is. And Mid-Pacific Country Club's a tough course. So the double goal coach job description, I love this. Model and teach your players to honor the game, help players pursue mastery of their sport, not just the scorecard wins, fill your players' emotional tanks, and have conversation with your players at every practice and game. It's so engaging, and having the double goal of pursuing the win but also pursuing the full child so that, you know, all aspects of the child is growing emotionally, intellectually, socially, all the things that come together in sport. So I've never heard of the Positive Coaching Alliance, and this is thrilling. Going back to David Ishii, you're speaking to a predominantly golf audience right now. I mean, there are people who don't play the game who listen. But is there a way to be at this event where you're honoring David Ishii?
Absolutely. We still have tickets available, although they are going fast. We're getting full, there's no doubt. But go to our website, which is Positive Coaching Alliance Hawaii, and you can just go see it. We have a description of the event, and then you can just click on a button that says buy tickets, and it's that simple. So just go to the website. If you don't have internet access, just call 226-4935. Again, that's 226-4935, and we'll get you on the guest list for sure.
And when is it?
It's Wednesday coming up, so Wednesday morning at the Pacific Club, which is right over there on Queen Emma Street downtown. And we begin at 7. We're encouraging people to be there by 6:45, but the ticket includes breakfast, and, you know, the Pacific Club breakfast is just fantastic. Oh, no, oh, my God, it's so good.
So let's go now.
Come for a delicious breakfast. And then come here from some amazing people, including David Ishii. You know, we're excited that before him we honored Dave Shoji. And Dave Shoji will be there to give some welcome remarks and talk about what he's been up to. But we're so happy to be just associated with these wonderful people who have done so much for the kids here in Hawaii.
Wow. So this is Wednesday morning, and the breakfast, you should be there at 6:45. Mm-hmm. What time does everything sort of wrap up? I'm trying to figure out if my schedule allows me to get there.
Please come, Danielle, as my guest. You've got to be there. We will be done. We're shooting for an 8:30, 8:45 at the latest wrap-up. So it's not, you know, it's just enough time to have some breakfast, get inspired, and then, you know, move on with the rest of your day at work. Would love to have you.
Yeah, I would love to be there. I just do those darn traffic reports until 8:30.
Do them live at the Pacific
Club. Yeah, the Pacific Club. Wow. Usually it's nighttime events that I'm, you know, so I'm thinking, oh, it's morning. Okay, morning I can do. But, yes, I do have to do that traffic thing. It's what's happening is this fabulous award is being given to David Ishii, who is certainly still playing because, you know, he did very well at the Mid-Pac Open. He won the senior division. He came in the top 10 overall. And he is coaching now. He has the Ishii Golf Studio in Honolulu, and he is being recognized for his amazing ability as a coach, as a person, as a man, as a father, and as a husband. David Ishii is being recognized this week on Wednesday in the morning at the Pacific Club, PCA Hawaii, Coach of the Year, for being a double goal coach. And a double goal coach pursues winning, but even more important, teaching the important goal of teaching those life lessons through sports. So that no matter, and I'm this is exactly what Jeannie Garcia, the executive director of the Positive Coaching Alliance Hawaii, wrote to me in an email. That way, no matter the outcome of a contest, all children can take a valuable, enriching experience from sports and apply it to the rest of their lives. If you would like to be at the breakfast at the Pacific Club, you need to check in at 6:45, but you need to get your tickets first. And you can go to PositiveCoachingAllianceHawaii.com. It's a .com?
Yes.
Okay. PositiveCoachingAllianceHawaii.com. Or if you don't have access to internet, just call 226-4935. 226-4935. And then you can get signed up and you can be there. And with an introduction from Dave Shoji, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I wish I could be there. you know, it's just one of those things. Danielle's got to,
you
don't understand.
No worries at all. And you know what? If people don't have access to the internet, if they don't have a phone, you know what? Just come to the Pacific Club, and we will be able to get you a seat when you arrive after you pay for your ticket right there on the spot.
Absolutely fabulous. Jeannie Garcia, Executive Director of Positive Coaching Alliance Hawaii, thank you for joining us in the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, you too. Yay, moms.
Yay.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
And we're going to come back with somebody who just became a dad. That's right, Matt Janella. Now, I think we need to get in touch with Matty G. He's Daddy G now. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
Feet up the ball, be grounded, taking a deep breath. Rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. Oh, it's a good day. It's the day after somebody just joined us on the planet. Matt Janella, Golf Channel's Travel Insider, host of Morning Drive, covering courses, resorts, and amateurs for amateurs on Golf Channel. I'm just so excited because, you know, I thought it was something like May 22nd, and all of a sudden I'm you know, texting, and I'm saying, okay, hi, Matt. How about you? And I went, all of a sudden I went, oh, my God. Maybe baby's arrived. And I went to Twitter, and there is this most beautiful picture of baby and mom. And she looks, gosh, Matt, Janella, you are so lucky. She's gorgeous. I mean, your baby's beautiful too. But
a couple miracles in my life. One is my wife, and now my baby.
Do you know that you're always going to be Bandon's dad now? You're not Matt Janella anymore. You're Bandon's dad, right?
I know. Oh, my gosh, Danielle. Unbelievable. So many people, hundreds of people reached out and said, you know, you have no idea what you're in for. That moment in which that baby is born will change your life forever. And they all said, but you're not, but words cannot describe. So you're just going to have to go through it. And we went through it yesterday, and they were all right. Words could not describe. I can't pretend to describe it now other than overwhelmed. And I feel so, you know, I just had to leave the hospital, and it was the first time just, you know, separating myself from the wife and baby. And I now know what it's like to be a parent and have something outside of what is your body roaming around the planet. And you feel that connection. You feel connected to this little person, no matter where you are. It's just absolutely tremendous. It's really, really amazing.
You know, there's in Hawaii, there's a thing about when moms have to go back to work or have to leave their baby for the first time, and somebody says, "Did you feel the pico stretch?" And I had to go back to work after my son was born, and I was driving away, and you know, the pico is the belly button. And there was this feeling of, it's stretch. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, but you could sense this separation that was happening, and it was unnatural in a strange sort of way to leave, right? It's something more modern than it is prehistoric. And if we think of all the many hundreds and thousands of years that we are on this earth having babies in our genes or in our memory, there's this, you know, you stay and protect. Certainly father stays and protects, right? But let's talk about this young man who was born 8 pounds, 4 ounces. No wonder she got angry at you so often.
8 pounds, 4 ounces, 21 inches.
Wow.
He was original due date was May 22nd. They had actually moved it up to May 7th, and he arrived on May 12th, obviously. And it's a really strange set of circumstances for me personally, because I actually had to say goodbye to my Uncle Tony of what we call the Uncle Tony Invitational on May 11th. He passed away on May 11th. This is the guy who, he really taught me the game of golf from the grip to the swing and sort of the competitive form of golf, you know, how to compete. And I've held what I call the Uncle Tony Invitational the last 7 years up at Bandon Dunes with all my best buddies. And Uncle Tony has always been there. And in the last couple of years, he hasn't been able to play as much as you know, all the competitive rounds, but he plays one competitive round. He hits the ceremonial tee shot. And he had been sick and battling cancer. And a lot of people said he was holding on for the birth of my son. And unfortunately, he didn't make it. He died May 11th, and then my baby's born May 12th. So you can imagine the idea of saying goodbye to what I consider my number one fan and my mentor and friend and uncle and sort of pseudo grandfather, and then saying hello to my son the next day. It's just been been a wild mix of emotions, but you can't help think that there's a bit of a passing of the spiritual baton between what is Tony Moak. I know Moak has a lot of different meanings. In this case, it's just my grandfather's nickname. My grandfather was named Moak. My uncle was named Tony Moak. I'm Matthew Moak, and now my baby is Bandon Moak. So there's a bit of a legacy pass and a spiritual baton pass. So I'm kind of right in that middle of the circle of life. Here I am at 45 years old, in the middle of my life, trying to, you know, figure out what's next, and I lose Uncle Tony, but say hello to Bandon. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, I know, it's probably a silly question, but Bandon is because of Bandon Dunes?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been covering Bandon Dunes since 1999. It's a place I love. It's kind of I love that 16th green of Bandon Dunes, the actual first course that was built, and that 180 degree view of the southwest coast of Ireland, of Oregon, looks like Ireland.
Yeah.
And it feels like Ireland, and it's always been a place where I've said I feel a bit of a spiritual connection there. The golf, and I've always treated sort of golf as kind of my church. You know, an early morning walk on a golf course is a time to reflect and give thanks for what we have, and I feel connected to sort of, you know, people who have passed away in my life. So Bandon is a place that means something. We looked up the name, what Bandon means, and it means friend of the people, determined, optimistic. No one had been registered with the name Bandon since 1991.
Wow.
And in kicking around names, I jokingly sort of threw it out to my wife, thinking, well, that's not going to work. But I said, you know, what about Bandon, you know? And she goes, actually, you know, and by the way, we had kicked around another 100 names before this. So we were really kind of looking around, and I said, what about Bandon? And she goes, and I walked out of the room, and she goes, actually, I really like that.
It's a great name.
Yeah, Bandon Moak Janella.
Yeah, and of course, when I read it, because I'm like, Moak?
I know. But it's cool.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Quick story. My grandfather's name was Carl Kielhofer. They called him, when he was born, he had jet black hair and he had a streak of gray in it. So they called him, his uncle called him Smokey, because it looked like a little smokestack running through his hair. And so that nickname stuck on, and they called him Smokey. Well, when my grandfather was a little young boy and learning how to talk, he had a speech impediment. He couldn't say his S's. So when they'd say, what's your name, son? He'd say Mokey. Well, everybody started calling him Mokey because they thought that was really funny and cute that he couldn't say his S's. So they called him Mokey. And as he got older, he dropped the Y from Mokey to Moak. He became Moak Kielhofer. And I was named Matthew Moak after him, and now Bandon Moak.
That's awesome. You are you have a wonderful family, and I'm just so I can't tell you how happy I am for you. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time in your life. And it's the perfect time. It's the perfect time. You've had your 20s and 30s. You've found your perfect mate, your soulmate, and now you're moving forward. And it's awesome. And it's perfect. You still have the energy to chase him. You know.
Well, I hope. The hourglass is running out of sand. I can tell, but I'll give it my best.
All the people that you've got around you at Golf Channel, all of those trainers and nutritionists and doctors, they keep you very, very well and very in good shape, Mr. Matt Janella. So yes, you're just fine. You're sharper than most. Okay.
I appreciate it.
So I bet you haven't been watching too much of what's going on over there at old TPC Sawgrass.
Actually, on the contrary. Well, we've been sitting around, a lot of time in our hospital room, and there was a lot of time waiting for the little guy, and then he came pretty quickly. And then thanks to the staff and the doctors at Winnie Palmer Hospital, we did have a little bit of a scare. But can't say enough about the Winnie Palmer Hospital. We acted very quickly to what ended up being an emergency C-section.
Ooh.
But all went okay, and mom and baby all good. So, I know. In fact, I just tweeted with Annika Sorenstam. I know she had a situation with her child, and it was the good care of the Winnie Palmer Hospital that took care of her baby, and I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure if we were anywhere else, things would have gone as they did. So I'm very grateful, and part of me feels like Uncle Tony was a bit of a guardian angel on this one.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, host of Morning Drive, and of course he's a golf writer at GolfAdvisor.com. He sent out a tweet too, which was absolutely adorable. The picture is of Matt with Bandon, and they're looking up at the television set, and it's TPC Sawgrass, of course, and it's the Players' Championship. And what did you write underneath there?
Oh, just that we're taking in our first moving day on Saturday at the Players, watching our, Bandon's first favorite show, which, of course, has got to be Morning Drive. But it's been interesting to watch the Players' Championship in that golf course. For whatever reason, it just, it's not a place where a lot of guys hit driver more than four or five times on any round. It's not a course you can really overpower. It's not. The holes just aren't built that way. You're gonna have to move it right, left. You're gonna have to, mind the distance off the tee because of the different angles that you have to approach different greens. All those greens are brand new. They're playing really hard, firm and fast. We haven't had any rain in Florida yet this year. I know they're getting some in the next couple of days, but that hopefully will soften things up a little bit. But so in a sense, they've been playing this golf course every year, but I think probably a lot of the course is playing much differently than it has in the years past. And then obviously the new 12th hole has been interesting to watch. It should be a wild weekend. The leaderboard's always usually a little funky at the Players because you have that weird mix of players. At the end of the day, if you're in control of your golf ball, you're playing good, and you're making putts, this course, more than any, is going to identify you as someone who knows where your golf ball is going. You're not going to be able to get away with any mistakes. And I think that's why you get the leaderboards you get.
Yeah, I know. It's a great leaderboard. It's great. I seeing Vijay Singh up there, it's like, it's wonderful. And I would, wouldn't mind seeing Louis Oosthuizen win for the first time on U.S. soil, a PGA Tour event.
Yeah.
He was so close at the Masters, and Bubba got it away from him.
Yeah.
But
you're,
I imagine the next major stop is Erin Hills.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at a couple of videos, and I didn't realize that it's like prairie grass, and that's it, hills. And the wind is going to be interesting there, isn't it?
Yeah, summer winds in Wisconsin will definitely play a factor. They've taken down all the trees that existed on the golf course. Original Herdson, Dr. Mike Herdson, Dana Fry, and Ron Witten design. And goes back to 2006, and a guy by the name of Bob Lang having a dream of sort of having a golf course. What started out to be kind of a small little, hey, let's build a little nine-hole course, very quickly escalated to being an 18-hole course, and then not just an 18-hole course. Of course, it could potentially host a U.S. Open, and caught you know, lightning in a bottle with USGA falling in love with the idea of bringing U.S. Open to, you know, public golf settings and trying to find different geographic areas around the country where they could tap into, being the Pacific Northwest, Chambers Bay, which we saw in 2015, and now Erin Hills in 2017. And that's sort of all on the heels of Beth Page in 2002 and 2009 and Torrey Pines. So, yeah, and Pebble obviously has always been public, but kind of an elite exclusive experience to Pebble. So it's a different kind of thing. So anyway, here, and I'm working on a big feature on Erin Hills for the week of the U.S. Open. We've already spent a lot of time in Wisconsin gathering a bunch of interviews. And we got a few more to go, but it's going to be yet another kind of compelling narrative in which the little engine that could is actually going to do it. It's going to host the U.S. Open, and I think that a couple of lessons were learned at Chambers Bay, agronomically, and I think you're going to find it's going to be a lot easier to get around this golf course than it was in what that bowl was at Chambers Bay. So I suspect it's going to be a big, long, hard golf experience with heavy rough, narrow fairways, and they're going to be tested in probably a similar way that Oakmont tested the guys last year.
This is Matt Janella. He's amazing. Did I tell him that I was going to ask him about Erin Hills? No. And then all of a sudden, bam, he's just there, and he's doing a feature, and I can't wait to see it on Golf Channel. Matt Janella is actually Bandon's dad. So from now on, everybody. Okay, Bandon's dad is going to have this great feature on Erin Hills. Matt Janella, Bandon Moak Janella, born yesterday, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, 21 inches long. You got yourself a bruiser.
he's got a head of hair. He already needs a haircut. I've never seen anything like it. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable. He came out. I was like, wait, what? Unbelievable.
Awesome. Maddie, thanks so much for calling in. Awesome talking with you. I look forward to our next time.
Always great catching up, Danielle. Aloha to all of my friends and family out in Hawaii, and I look forward to more traffic updates as they come available.
We'll talk
Take
soon,
care.
Maddie. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back with Jim Simas, a golf writer from Santa Cruz Sentinel. He's visiting Hawaii on the Big Island, on Hawaii. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And now, let's go to Hawaii Island, the home, the former home, of the Senior Skins, where I watched Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson, home of the Hawaii State Open, and the home of Tom Sersley, PGA Director of Golf at Mauna Lani, Aloha Section, PGA Golf Professional of the Year. Yes, that's where Jim Simas, golf writer of Santa Cruz Sentinel, is. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you played Mauna Lani yesterday, the North Course.
I did. It was awesome.
It is amazing. Did you see any of the petroglyphs and all the other things that are sort of along that section of the course?
Just a lot of lava rock and a lot of beautiful little animals, you know, a couple mongoose and a lot of goats. I guess the goats reside on the North Course.
Yes.
Not the South Course, you know.
Yes. And so did the mongoose steal your sandwich?
Did they do that there? I know I've had squirrels in Palm Springs practically steal my cell phone and everything. So will the mongoose do that?
Yes. Yes, the mongoose, they steal sandwiches. They steal manapua. They steal anything that could be in your golf cart that is edible. And they run down the fairway.
Yeah. The only thing I was trying to get to run down the fairway was my golf ball.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. We prefer talking about the mongoose than how our game is sometimes. But did you enjoy the golf course?
I loved it. I actually walked into the pro shop and I said they should be exaggerated it slightly, but I said they should be charging $800 more per round. And the lady at the front desk loved that. And she told everyone, we're undercharging. So,
be still my heart. Don't do it to us, Jim.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about looking for, you know, quality golf for, you know, the low, you know, mid-range golf prices, you know.
Yes.
The best value.
The best value.
So, you know, if I'm going to go, I'm from Northern California, so I'm not going to go. I have played Pebble Beach twice, so I'm going to go play, 10 minutes away at Pacific Grove that has 9 ocean holes, and I'm going to play that for $60 instead of $400, you know?
Wow.
So I'm all about that sort of, you know, just finding the best deal in golf.
Wow.
And yesterday was 1:30, and it was a 12:30 tee time. But if I had booked online, I probably could have got it for about $88. They had it, you know, and they reopened. I really wanted to play their South Course. Just because some of the ocean holes, but they were aerating. I can't believe courses out here aerate and close for a week. That doesn't happen in Santa Cruz or the Bay Area.
Well, it may be that because it's the South Course. Usually, you know, we're warned, by the way, you know, when I do tee times, like, for instance, Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:26 and an 11:10 if you want to go play. Makaha East has a 10:30. So I do that, but then they'll tell me, we verified. You know, and so you can still play, but it's a reduced. Like the Gold Course, Wailea, when they aerate, then they'll say, you know, it'll be like $55, which is a really great price, right? It's a really great price, right?
I guess so stubborn. I really would have played, you know, if the greens were punched and sanded, I would have played the South Course. But, you know, unbeknownst to me, just being a rookie out here, is how wonderful the North Course was. I mean, you know, I've played probably about 300 courses in my life, so I don't know if it's top 10, but it's up there. And, you know, just looking, how many courses? There's, 13 or 15 courses on the Big Island right around there?
Yeah, they're everywhere. There's Volcano. I bet you I've got two. Did you know there's the Volcano Golf Course? And there's one called Makalei, which is like, it's the highest slope rating. It's way up in the – it's above Kona. It's way up there. And, of course, there's Kona Country Club. I mentioned that to you. There's so many awesome golf courses, many that people don't even know about, you know, and I just mentioned a couple.
That's I mean, if you look on any rankings, you probably won't see Mauna Lani on you know, in the top 20 for Hawaii anywhere. And I think it's deserving from what I saw. I really enjoyed it. I was thrown for a loop because I hadn't played that type of grass, I don't believe. In NorCal, it was Pass Pelham.
Yes.
Both the fairways and the rough. and the greens. And so, you know, the club head takes a little bit more work to get through there, I think. And you know, the greens weren't blazing quick like they are, a course like Paso Tiempo Golf Course in Santa Cruz, the famous Alistair McKenzie design. So I just had some trouble getting acclimated at first, but it was what a blast. I almost had my first hole-in-one on number 16, yeah.
And you're telling us you were having a hard time keeping it in the fairway? Yeah, okay.
Well, the par threes were very reasonable. You know, I hate going out and playing 186-yard par three or something like over at Edgewood. Their par threes are incredibly long near Lake Tahoe at Edgewood. And here they're reasonable. You know, you have a shot at it if you're not a big hitter. That's what I found out, like, because I also played not the King's Course, but down a little south of here. I'm staying at the Toyota Mansion. I don't know the whole area incredibly well, but I played another course, and it was really forgiving for, you know, beginning type players. And I enjoy that, you know, just to have a fun round and try and score, you know.
Yeah, that's incredibly important, having a fun round. Otherwise, why would we spend 4 hours of our lives or a weekend that we don't really have anyway? You know, who's got a weekend anymore?
Exactly. Yeah.
Jim Simas is a golf writer, Santa Cruz Sentinel. And Jim, I almost introduced you as his home course is Paso Tiempo, a McKenzie design course. I wanted to give you a heart attack.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. I wish I could afford that. Yeah, I think the membership has to be, I think, 6 figures. There goes my 10 years of journalism salary. Yeah.
So, and the members would have said, Jim Simas? Jim, we don't know of a Jim Simas being a member here.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Are you catching any of the TPC Sawgrass action? How would you like to play that course?
A lot of touristy stuff. So I did turn it on yesterday. But I'm out here snorkeling and hiking and trying to see waterfalls and all the beaches. So it's been a couple seconds here and there, you know, watching numbers. All the trouble on number 17.
There you go.
And,
yes.
You know, and just laughing.
You know, we actually witnessed Phil Mickelson get in an argument with his 25-year-long caddy.
Uh-huh. Not club flexing on that hole?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yesterday when I saw, it looked like it was really firm. So if they do indeed get rain today, I think anything will help the cause. And I know the course is so much more than that hole, but that's what I think most people will know TPC Sawgrass by, you know. And it's just a fun little thing. They have a fun little leaderboard going. I haven't seen too much of it, but I think there's some young guys on there that I want to see do well, you know.
Yeah, and then there's Louis Oosthuizen took up and went to the top of the leaderboard after the youngsters had possession of it on Thursday. So
uh-huh.
Louis had a great, and guess who's there? You know, it's Vijay Singh. Imagine if Vijay Singh
exactly
wins
yeah
at what 54. So if
yeah
Vijay Singh wins at 54, it's like everybody who loves Tiger Woods and wants him to come back and be successful and break Jack's record. For those diehards out there, see, Vijay did it. Look how
yeah
many.
Right?
Yeah, right.
well, no, I mean, if Sergio could break the major drought for himself, anything goes this year, right?
That's absolutely true. Oh,
so
yeah, Jim Simas, I've got, I'm going to be talking about Women's Golf Day at Kaanapali. They have put together the most amazing thing for women on June 6th. You know, it's the international event celebrating women, getting them into the game. Women who
yeah
make, right? And so they've got, it's free, okay, a cooking demo, and then there's mixology tasting, and there are prize giveaways, and there's clothing, there's apparel giveaways, all of this with a golf clinic. I mean, and it's free. So
that is awesome.
Isn't that amazing? I'm just
amazing. I want to put on a wig and a skirt and take advantage of this. Like I said, I'm all about golf. Here, you know? And nothing is beneath me. So.
Okay, Jim, you're going to be back on the show, okay?
Awesome.
You just made me laugh.
Thank you. Okay.
So when you're back, where do you live, Santa Cruz?
I live in San Jose, and then I commute to Santa Cruz every day.
Okay.
So, a little drive.
Okay, well, we'll talk about Northern California golf, okay?
Awesome.
And if I come, see, because I'm just kind of trying to butter you up a little bit, because if I'm ever in the neighborhood, I definitely want to go to Pasatiempo, okay?
Okay. Yeah. You, me, and Emmy.
Yeah, you, me, and Em. We're on. All right.
Right? Exactly.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you for joining us inside. I'm glad you enjoyed Mauna Lani. Aloha.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're coming to get check in next with PGA head golf professional. It's Suti Nitikorn. He's the PGA Professional Golfer Association of America member, and that means that he knows a lot and you could take a lesson. He's over at the Royal Course, which is a Robert Trent Jones. No junior, Robert Trent Jones, dad. Dad designed it. And there's the Kai course. And on the Kai course, there are 600-plus kids running around fishing on a golf course. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong. Quiet. Dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Okay. My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Maybe some thunder over there by the TPC Sawgrass, but we're going to have an awesome day. Breezy, it'll be a little windy, you know, in the valleys. Windward and Mauka showers, maybe, but unlikely. Partly cloudy on the leeward side, scattered showers, possibly. But the trade winds 15 to 25 and the high between 82 and 87, depending on where you happen to be. And the trades are supposed to stay with us all weekend. So let's go to Maui. Let's go to Maui, where there are some 600 children running around the Kai course. Suti Nitikorn, PGA head golf professional, at Ka'anapali, on the Royal Course. I don't think there are 600 kids. They're all around the water, right, near Ali'i Drive?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They're out, they're in full force, and they're fishing and having a blast right now.
Okay, now, how did this start, this 600 kids fishing for, it just seems, what is it called, the Keiki Fishing Derby, presented by Maui Electric?
Yeah, presented by Maui Electric, and it's there are over 600 kids around the pond right now. And it came into its conception about 8 years ago when Maui Electric approached me and just said, hey, we want to do something for the kids, and I don't know if you remember back the Harry Kojima show.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So that you know, 30 years ago, that was huge, and it kind of went away for a little bit. So this is, you know, the next step in that is we started with the first year we did it was only 100 kids, and it just word caught on, and all of a sudden, you know, we're at capacity. We have 600 is all we can fit right now. So that's how many are here. Plus, you know, parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles. It's really, really cool right now.
So that's the old Let's Go Fishing show that
exactly.
started so many years ago. Now, the question, I'm sure, you know, most people think of water hazards on a golf course being filled with golf balls. We don't think of it as being, who stocks the fish in those ponds?
Well, you know what, it's a natural, it's the pond has been here since the golf course has opened. So fish have gradually, you know, populated over time, and every year, this is actually a way to help, you know, depopulate the fish in the pond. So in a sense, the kids are helping.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I figured they were, because there's only so many fish that can stay in that pond.
Right.
And they get to take it home and deep fry them.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But they're catching everything. We had, you know, it's a tilapia tournament, so there's a prize for the smallest and the largest tilapia, but, you know, there's all kinds of fish in there. So we have an award for the strangest fish or the biggest strange fish. So far we had a papillo.
Wow.
They're going after the mysterious Alua that's in there. So, you know, they're just... all kinds of energy right now with some fishing.
Okay. Well, you're gonna be taken over probably not by 600 women, but on
that would be something.
Yes, on June 6th, it is Women's Golf Day. It's a one-day event celebrating women playing golf and learning the skills that last a lifetime. And, of course, girls are invited, too. And you have put together – see, I made the mistake. I'm such a sexist person. I said in an email to Suti and to Melissa, I said, Melissa, you've done such a great job putting all these things together. And she goes, oh, no. You don't understand. Suti's been working with the women for a long time putting together – which golf club do you work with there?
Well, you know, so just being here, we started the women's club here. That was one of my first projects as an assistant when I first got here, and it just turned into something that, you know, caught on. And so this women's club, it's we call it the Kaanapali Ladies League. Just, you know, very simple, but you know, grew from the 20 members to over 100. And every month we do specialty events where the women come, gather, play some golf, and afterwards we do a wine tasting, you know, a lot of very social, and they look forward to it every month.
I bet. And so so for the Women's Golf Day event, which is designed for some of these ladies who may have some friends who, you know, what kind of like, you know, I don't really feel like joining you girls because I don't know how to play the game. But this is one of those days where they can come and they can kind of watch the golf clinic, participate in the golf clinic, kind of figure out how this. And then after all that stress goes away, you know, you're like, oh, let's go sit down. And then you can, and what are you, you've got together a cooking demo, a mixology tasting, the golf clinic and fashion partners. You're giving away outfits, and I want to be on Maui.
You feel the energy. It's like for any of the women who are listening out there, for any of the men who, you know, your wives or your girlfriends, you know, would like to come out, this is something that is about golf, but not necessarily for golfers, right? It's just for, you know, it's National Women's Golf Day, and the whole purpose of it is to introduce women to golf, but also just give them a great experience. At least that's the attitude that we're taking about it.
Oh, no, so, absolutely. Women's Golf Day is international. It is now at 561 locations in 40 countries.
Yeah.
Women around the world on June 6th will be having a golf clinic or play a scramble, and then after they've done that, a little golf experience, and it doesn't necessarily have to be at a golf course. It's also at driving ranges. Even some golf shops are doing it so they can indoor. And then after the golf, then there is the mixology tasting.
You were, yeah. Yeah. So if let's say if you're coming to Kaanapali to experience our event, it's going to be kind of a late day event, 4:30 to 6:30, and you would basically walk into a multitude of experiences. Like you said, you know, imagine coming in, checking in, and then being handed a glass of your favorite beverage, and then being able to walk around to whichever experience you choose. If you the golf is going to be the center of the tent, you know, the center attraction, but there's going to be we've got one of the executive chefs from the Hyatt Regency Maui to come in for do a food presentation. So he's going to teach you how to cook a special dish. We've got we're lining up a mixologist from hopefully from the Westin, and then same thing, they'll be coming in and showing you how to make the drink of the day. Roy's is going to be presenting some food as well, and all of our partners. We've got some different fashion vendors who are donating outfits, so we're going to be awarding some prizes for, you know, some outfits to women, and they'll be able to, you know, if they're not golfers, they'll look like golfers at least. So
you can go to womensgolfday.com. Okay, womensgolfday.com. All around the world, if you're listening as this podcast, it's heard around the world. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, you just go to Women's Golf Day, and you know, look, you'll see a map, and on the map are all these the red banners with the golfer and a dress. And you click on that. And in Hawaii, we have several locations. This year, it's growing, so we have several locations, one on Maui, one on Kauai, one on Oahu. And you click on that, and then you sign up. Or if you're, you know, whatever country you're in or whichever state you're in, you'll see where you can sign up for the event that's closest to you. Or I believe you can also just get in touch with Kaanapali.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just a, you know, important fact, it's complimentary. You know?
Oh, no, this is huge. You are free. See,
yeah.
It's free, guys. I mean, ladies. I mean, I mean, everybody. It is a free event. Yeah, and it includes the golf clinic. I'm so excited about what you're doing because this is the spirit of Women's Golf Day. You've embraced the spirit completely. And around the world, the time is, as you've stated, you know, it starts at 4 and it goes to, it's usually, you know, 6 or 8.
Right.
It's perfect. Around the world, between 4 and 6, wherever you are, something like this is going to be happening. Most of them aren't free. So this has been, when I saw that, I thought, wow, all these things are happening. Yeah. And then I looked and it says complimentary.
Right. And you know, so if you live here, you can just come over, whether it be after work or something. But if you want to come and spend the weekend, you know, just come and, you know, spend a Sunday, Monday, and stay Tuesday. And, you know, just you can fly over from any of the islands.
Right.
Just, you know, we're at Kaanapali Resort, so, you know, why not?
It's easy. You can there's an airport right next to you.
Right there,
right?
Yeah.
You can just drop into the airport, swing around. I think they'll even drive you into the Kaanapali Resort.
Yeah.
There are, you know, shuttles, and then you can come in and you can go and you can say, I just came over for the complimentary experience, Women's Golf Day at Kaanapali on the Kai course, Kaanapali Golf Course on the driving range lawn. Is that, that is on the Kai side?
It's all here at the clubhouse. So all you have to do is come to the golf course. Both courses operate out of the same clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
We also have Roy's right here as well. There's everything here and enough hotels for you to stay at if you'd like.
there's plenty of rooms. And you might even get a really good Kama Aina rate if you go over for a Monday, Tuesday. Make your weekend Monday, Tuesday instead of Saturday, Sunday. It's really perfect. So what inspired you? Did the women's group kind of help you put this together? Did they tell you what they'd like, or was this?
You know, it was just a culmination of all kinds of things. I think first off, you know, golf is important. You know, it's a great sport, but you know, they're for women in general. As I've talked to a lot of people, you know, it's the game is it can. can be, it's a difficult game. It can be intimidating. So what we're trying to do here is just have golf be a part of it, but it's not the, you know, it's the main attraction, but it's not the only attraction.
Exactly.
So it's the idea is to introduce it, and, you know, maybe it'll kind of sink in a little bit. You know, we have a great instructor who's going to be Shana Miyajima has signed on as the women's instructor for the event as well. So that's going to be a really positive. She played at, I think, University of San Diego and is currently in a PGA, aspiring PGA apprentice here on the island.
Say her name again.
Shana Miyajima.
Shana. We know Shana. She did junior golf. That's awesome. So she's going to be the instructor for the clinic.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I really want to thank Ka'ana Pali for getting on board with the Women's Golf Day, because it's really exciting to get women and realize that it's a social experience.
Absolutely.
Golf is a sport. You live longer if you walk as much as you can walk on a golf course. It actually encourages you to get outside, outdoors, lots of sunscreen, of course, nice, well-fitting hat, keep that off your face. You know, we're all concerned about that part, making sure that we don't get sun cancer. But the beauty of golf is you can socialize. You're talking with each other, and you're away from all the distractions that are, you know, got to do this and got to do that. You're out of traffic, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And Suti Nitikorn, the PGA head golf professional at Ka'ana Pali Golf Courses Royal and Kai, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It's a privilege, and it's so much fun to be with you. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Okay, I'm going to send you back to those 600 children.
You got it. We'll catch one for you, okay?
Thank you. Okay. Get the strangest one for me, okay?
You got it. Okay.
I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. Their number is 548-7526. 548-7526. This team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. The whole thing about this is you, as I've said before, we have planned everything in life, from what kindergarten to what preschool to what elementary school, and then there's middle school, and then there's high school, then there's college. Everything's planned, and then your career path and all those things. Well, how about your retirement path? Shouldn't you be thinking about that, like a little bit before the year before it's due, or have something to look forward to? Get ready for it. Be ready for it. That's what Alan Nakata and Associates will do. 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman. Wow. Your building, your home, your warehouse, your showroom, it doesn't matter. What they can do for your interior, the walkways, the carport. If you have a special, you know, that if your garage is a special place for all the things you do, if you spend a lot of time in your garage, the things for your floor, you should get in touch with Futura Stone. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional. Hey, he's a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He's a Vision 54 coach, and there are like eight of them in the world, and one, of course, in Hawaii. Aimpoint certified. Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a high-rise, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, whether it's a new build, renovation, or just a major overhaul or a small repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's your water. You don't want the water getting out of the pipes. That is a very uncomfortable situation. So call Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors. The overhead door that's used to protect the Lamborghini showroom should be protecting your home, okay? Your garage door secures you. It makes life so much simpler. It's lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. It's Rainer Doors. Hey, if you'd like to listen to the show in its entirety, we'll post it at radiogolfclub.com. The archive goes back to 2006, I think. The show started in 1998. Most of my shows are from then on cassette. I should probably make them digital. Thank you, Raph. Yes, Paco's in the studio. Okay, and so that's RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.